What's a nice looking man like you doing sitting alone in a hotel bar, looking like you've just lost your best friend? I saw you in the conference earlier. Your presentation was sensational. Everyone loved it. You didn't look unhappy then. What? You lost your job? This afternoon? After that great presentation? Oh, that's terrible. I'm so sorry. Would it be okay if I sat next to you? Thanks. Oh, hey, bartender. A Negroni for me, please. And another from my friend here, whatever he's having. I'm familiar with your company. I thought they were pretty good over there. They flew you all the way across the country, then fired you by phone? Text? Bloody hell, that's even worse. Did you do something? Just downsizing, they said. Those cowards. You know, you're so much better off working somewhere else. After hearing you speak, it's clear you know what you're doing. I'll bet you find something soon. In the meantime, you still have your company's credit card? Good. Use that to pay for our drinks. I'm sure it's the least they can do for you, and I'm sure no one's gonna complain. I think you could use a little mothering, or you could really make a statement and use that credit card to get a hookup for the night. Well, you're right about the mothering. I'm probably about your age, but you get my point, right? And I'm not really suggesting you get a hooker. It just sounds like a good revenge fantasy, I don't know. Well, thank you. It's nice of you to say I look good, but not like a hooker. And no offense taken. I don't mind a personal comment. You know, I'm really not gonna call HR. And besides, I can tell you that you look pretty good to me too, so. So, what exactly did you do for them? I see. My company must be pretty underwater if they're letting someone like you go. Your specialty is hot these days. I'm an absolute tech, but I'm in marketing, not your side of the business. So, how are we gonna cheer you up, Steak dinner, hitting a club, or maybe a nice conversation in a pretty girl's hotel room? Yes, I could definitely be the pretty girl. Do you want to do that? We could get room service later if you want. Thank you for my drink. At least you're going to get some revenge with the credit card. Yeah, it's a suite. I had a couple meetings here the last few days because the conference rooms were way too big and busy. Make yourself comfortable. Get rid of the jacket and tie. Hey, why don't you take a seat on that little couch and take off your shoes? I'm gonna take off mine. Oh, I love these heels, but even though they make my legs look great, they are a pain to wear. Don't kid me. This isn't the first look you're getting. I saw you checking them out when we were downstairs. Don't be embarrassed. A girl can almost always tell. And besides, I wouldn't wear short skirts and heels if I didn't want men to look a little. You're welcome. I'm glad you like looking at me. I think it's cheering you up. I could show you a little more, if that would make you feel better. Good, I thought it might. Why don't I stand in front of you and just lift my skirt? Oh, that's a nice smile. The perfect reward for my little gift. I'm glad you like legs. I think they're one of my best features. You won't be able to tell until you've seen all my features? You're a cheeky one, aren't you? Well, what do you think is your best feature? Your chest and abs. Oh. I half expected you to say your penis. I know a lot of guys who'd say that. Good for you for keeping it clean. You do look trim. You must work out. That often? Well, I showed you mine. How about letting me see yours? Your chest and abs, I mean. No harm in taking off your shirt so I can see, right? That is one beautiful chest and a hard six-pack. And your arms, oh, they're so muscular and strong. You're not like any of the other techies I know. No, don't put your shirt back on. You're not cold, are you? Tell you what, you leave your shirt off and I'll slip out of this skirt. We can look at what we like to look at most. Deal? Good. Off comes the skirt. My panties. They're nice, right? Kind of a bikini, kind of a thong, but comfortable. I have to say I know what thongs do for guys, but I'm not a fan of the wedgie I get from them. Except on special occasions, of course. And I'll tell you what, just because you like legs and I like showing them, I'm gonna put the heels back on. There. How's that? I can see that you like it. Looks like you're having a little trouble in your pants. Would it help if I put my thumbs in the waistband and teased it up and down a little? Like this. Not helping. Well, maybe I was looking to help in a different direction. You know, upward. So, you like what you see from the front? How about the back? And when I bend over a little. Good, you're smiling, but somehow I think you're not perfectly relaxed yet. I wonder what I could do to help. Maybe if I straddled your lap and put my hands on the back of your neck. Would that feel nice? Good. Let's see. Oh, that feels good to me. Kind of lumpy between my legs. Am I hurting you? Good, I'm glad. But you know what? I don't think you can see my legs anymore from this position. But I want you to be able to have something nice to look at. Why don't I just unbutton my blouse? Oh, what the hell. I'll just take it off. You're welcome. Are you getting a good look at my boobs? Oh, you're right. The view would probably be better if I took off the bra. What a good idea. Yes, you are smart that way. Don't be shy. You can put your face between them. Lick them. I like some nibbling on my nipples. Oh, that's so nice. Oh, and your hands on my back. Oh, that's a nice touch. Makes me shiver a little. Here, sit back. I want to do something. Oh, you're a good kisser. I feel that all the way down to my damp panties. Yeah, I can tell they're damp. Can't you? Well then, why don't you put a finger down there and find out for yourself? Oh, I found it on the first try. Oh, keep it there. Wiggle it around while I kiss your neck and maybe whisper some naughty things in your ear. I feel something hard trying to get out of your pants. I think it wants to be invited to the party, don't you? And here I am, on your lap, wearing only my little panties and my spiky heels. And you still have your trousers on. That doesn't seem fair, does it? My thought exactly. So why don't I get off your lap for a minute and you can stand and get rid of those trousers? Oh, I don't think you need the underwear either, do you? I mean, it's still gonna get in the way of your complete relaxation, and we want you to be relaxed, yeah? I think I'll just get down on my knees and pull them down for you. Holy fucking Jesus Christ. That's one perfect cock. Not too big, but big enough. And so pretty. Look at you. So beautiful. Broad shoulders, slim hips, perfect abs and thighs like coiled springs. Oh, I need to touch. Oh, your thighs are so hard and muscular, there's almost no give. And that cock. You want me to suck it, don't you? I don't do that. I'm teasing. Of course I suck cock. I'm pretty well if I do say so myself. I think you feel my warm breath on it. It's coming up to meet me. Hello, you big sweet thing. I can tell you like my fingers scratching your ass. Here, sit back down and I'll keep going. Sure, put your hands on my head. Buck your hips if you want and fuck me. Pussy. Oh, it was my first last week. I'm glad you're here to appreciate it. Now just sit back on the couch while I climb on. Wait, what are you doing? Where are you carrying me? You just picked me up this way, I weighed nothing. Bedroom's first door on the right. Oh, a very nice landing, putting me on my back. Now get up here and give me what I want. What do you mean? No? Don't you want... Oh! Oh, God. Oh, your tongue. Oh, fuck. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, oh, oh. Jesus, lick me, suck that clit. Oh, oh. Oh, what's that finger doing? My ass? I don't know. Oh, fuck me, it's in my ass. Oh, oh, I feel so good. Wiggle it. Oh, lick me, fuck me with your tongue. Oh, 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 oh. keep your mouth where it is. I'm getting close. Oh, Jesus. It's so good. Yeah. Oh, your cock is as hard as the rest of you. Ready to put it in me? Yeah? Yeah, Daddy? How do you want me? Sure, I'll ride you. Lay back and I'll climb on. Oh my God. Does that feel good? Oh, it's just right. I want to wriggle on it and rub my clit against you. No, it's not too sensitive anymore. I want to fuck it and slam myself down on it. You like that? You like my pussy milking your big hard cock, Daddy? Mm-hmm. You're my daddy, aren't you? And I'm your good girl. Oh, yeah, you're a good girl. With open arms and legs open for you. A hot mouth. Oh, and an asshole that likes your finger. Give it to me. Buck up into me and pound that cunt. Shit, I'm gonna come again. God, I'm coming again. Fuck. Fuck, Daddy. This was supposed to be for you, and instead, the score's 2-0. Okay, I won't worry about it. But you want me on my back now? Yes, Daddy. Arms around you, legs up and spread, ready for you. Give me that cock. Slam it into me, use that pussy, fuck and rut and take everything you want, I'll give it to you. Inside me, of course. Come inside me. Flood me and save. Yes, Daddy. All for you. Anything for you. I feel you. You're almost there. Yeah? We'll do it. Give me your cum. Breed your good girl. So good. Come for me, Daddy. Come for me. Yeah, that's so good. Oh, that was so great. Don't pull out yet. Let me hold you for a minute. Put your head on my shoulder and rest a little. Oh, we're so wet. These sheets are gonna smell like sex all night, and I'm gonna love it. What? You have the look of someone who wants to say something. That's so sweet. I love to be the girl of a man's dreams. Come here. Hey, I have a thought. Do you keep your resume on your phone? Not that I want to mix business with pleasure, but would you get it for me? Thanks. Let's see. Geez, you've done a lot. You need to work at Absolute Tech, and unless I miss my guess, you're going to be our next VP of research. Your bona fides are, well, bona fide. How do I know the job is yours? Because my cousin owns the company, and we've been looking for a VP for research for the last 3 months. Actually, when I came to find you at the bar, I was going to try and poach you. And now I don't have to. I'm much happier fucking you than I would have been pitching you. Yeah, well, you'll have to move, but it's a beautiful headquarters and great company. Oh, you know that? See? A perfect match. And we'll work on the same floor. So what do you say? Why don't we get under these covers and take a nap? Then we can order room service and maybe consider round two. Looks like I'm going home with a new VP and a new daddy. Oh yeah, I'll be your good girl anytime.